of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. We're going to be looking in chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. It is good to be here this morning. I'll tell you, it's been very interesting, as most of you know, the last few months, almost a year now. Been very, very interesting. I'm going to try to get this microphone moved a little bit more. Stay. Who, a year ago, would have even dreamed that things would be like it is today? It's an unprecedented time. I know that there is many, especially, and I hate to use the word older, but since I fit that category, I can talk about myself, many older folks that would love to be in this place today that just through circumstances just cannot be here. We're going to look at what God's Word has to tell us this morning. I've enjoyed the song service this morning. It's so good to be in the house of God, be able to, you can listen to it online, but it is just not the same as being here and being, you just more feel God's presence. And so we thank God for the ones that are carrying on. Debbie and I try to be here as much as we can, but being older folks, this pandemic definitely affects older folks more than it does younger folks. So younger folks, you're up. So keep on keeping on. And we're hoping and praying that with the vaccine and the things that's going on, hopefully we'll be back to normal or maybe above normal. We're looking for God to do some great and mighty things. So anyway, having said that, I usually title my message, and I'm not going to tell you the title of the message up front. I'm going to wait just a minute before I do that. But let's read God's Word this morning, 2 Timothy chapter 1, starting in verse 6 down through verse 10. The Bible says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Let's pray. Father, we can't say thank you enough for loving us. Father, we want you to know this morning that we love you. And Father, as we look at these words this morning, your precious holy words, we pray, Father, that we would see exactly what you would have us to see this morning that would be an encouragement to each and every one that hears these words today. And Father, we just also pray that you continue to be with those that are sick and cannot be here, and pray, Lord, that you continue to lift them up, encourage them. And we pray this morning, Lord, that you'd blanket this entire church building with the power of the Holy Spirit. Because we have prayed it in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. You know, I pastored a Baptist church for almost 10 years down in Chattanooga area, down around the Hickson area. And this time of the year, typically, being the first of the year and everybody's talking about resolutions and different things, I'd probably be talking about losing weight. Now, some of you looking at me a little funny about now. But the reason I usually talked about losing weight is because that is the number one resolution that most Americans make. The number one resolution is losing weight. Well, I'm going to tell you today, They've done surveys on it and they've done studies on it, and that lasts about 90 days and then it's back to the Dairy Queen. Now don't get me wrong, I don't have anything wrong with the Dairy Queen. I love Dairy Queen. But what I'm trying to say is, and what I would usually use that for would be a jumping off place to let us all know how weak these old mortal bodies are, and we can't do anything without the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I will say this, Debbie and I both, since last September, we went to our doctor on our yearly visit. We've both kind of been trying to lose a little weight. We've been walking every day for a half hour, power walking. And we've lost, I think she's lost about 11 pounds. I've lost about 10 pounds. But those New Year's resolutions don't work because these old fleshly bodies are just weak. I would encourage anybody that if you're going to try to lose weight, break those habits, maybe if you have some kind of an addiction, my recommendation would be to find the Lord Jesus Christ first, and then he can help us with those things as we go. But this year has been very, very different. Has anyone heard of COVID-19? I guess the best question would be, has anybody in here not heard of COVID-19? If you haven't heard of it, you must have been asleep for the last year. COVID-19, making millions and millions and millions upon millions of people sick, killing untold numbers of people. Then we have the election. Was it stolen? Wasn't it stolen? I don't know. We'll have to leave it to the lawyers and the politicians to figure that out, because they don't listen to me. No matter how loud I scream at that TV screen, they don't listen to me. The only one that listens to me is my wife, and the only reason I know, Scott, she's listening to me, she comes through and says, they're not listening to you. Impeachment, words I've never heard, Antifa, QAnon, BLM, the Capitol's been breached. Foreign country leaders are saying America's not what America used to be. It has been an absolute unusual year. I think about you young folks. Y'all are living through history being made. As a matter of fact, I think it was December the 7th, 1941, when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And Franklin D. Roosevelt said, this is a day that'll live in infamy. Well, I think we just lived through a year that the whole year will be remembered through infancy. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of like the little old lady that was going to go down in her basement and she tripped, went rolling down the stairs and rolled all the way to the bottom, and she looked at her arms and her legs and made sure she was okay, and she looked up and said, thank you, Lord, I am so glad that's over. And that's exactly the way I feel about the year 2020. Thank you, Lord, I am glad that's over. You want to know the title of the message? Title of the message is, are you scared yet? All the things that's going on in this country. All the things that's happening in this country. Are you scared yet? Well, that's what I want to talk to us about this morning. It is so easy in these day and times that we live to get scared, to be afraid, to be anxious, to be uneasy, to be fearful. It is so easy for that to happen in this day and time in which we live. And even before Kevin contacted me about filling in for him this morning, and I appreciate the opportunity from Kevin, we need to be praying for him. But even before he contacted me about filling in for him, for weeks and weeks and weeks, as I talk to different people, I keep hearing the same thing about being fearful and being anxious about what's going on. And I just been thinking about that and been thinking about God's word and what God's word would tell us about being fearful in today's times. So what I want us to look at this morning is these few verses. I'm going to try to be as brief as I possibly can. And I want to look at these few verses this morning, though, about not being fearful. We can go through these times with the Lord Jesus Christ and not be fearful. Amen. The Bible tells us right here in 2 Timothy chapter 1 in verse 6, it says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." As the Apostle Paul is talking to young Timothy here, he starts out by telling him, Timothy, you need to stir up the remembrance. Folks, I think we're in a day and time here as we live in the 21st century. I think the Apostle Paul could be looking straight at us this morning and be telling us exactly the same thing. We need to stir up the memory of Jesus Christ and what he means in our lives, that we need to be stirring that emotion. We need to be stirring that spiritual thing that we have in our bodies. We need to be stirring and put that in remembrance. We need to remember what God has done for us. You know, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God instantly put his Holy Spirit inside of us. His Holy Spirit, who is leading and guiding us and will lead us right on through this thing that we call life. He'll be with us every step of the way. But we've got to remember that God is not going to push himself off on us. He's not going to make us do something that we don't want to do. And if we go through this thing and we continue to go through it in fear, well, then God will let us go through it in fear. But we need to stir that Holy Spirit that's in us and remember what God put that Holy Spirit there for. Jesus said he wouldn't leave us comfortless. He would allow us to have the leadership of the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to be reminded of that in the day and time in which we live. We need to remember that we have God's Holy Spirit inside of us. But we need to seek him in our lives. We need to continue to pray on a daily basis. We need to continue to read God's word on a daily basis and get along with God and let him speak to us through his word. Amen. Stir the gift that God has given us and remember exactly what God has given us. Let's see what God has to tell us here in verse 7 of our text. It says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." If you mark in your Bible and you don't have that marked, you need to mark that today. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Folks, we have God's Holy Spirit. God did not give us a spirit of fear. So if we have that spirit of fear, it's not coming from God. It must be coming from the devil, who wants to steal and kill and destroy anything about you or God in your life. So the devil is putting a spirit of fear into people as we go through this pandemic and we go through this uncertain time in the United States as we see the things that's happening in our politics and the things that's going on. We need to understand that God has not put the spirit of fear in our lives. If you have that spirit of fear, it's coming from somewhere else. It's coming from the devil himself. The devil wants us to have fear in our lives because if the devil knows if we have fear in our lives, that we're going to be more concerned about what's going on with us, and we're not going to be telling the rest of the world about what Jesus has done for us. This is a perfect time, church, a great time for the church to be spreading the love of Jesus Christ throughout the world, the love and the power that comes through salvation in Jesus Christ. It is a great time to be able to talk to people. I know that we have to do the social distancing thing, and I've got my Humana mask right here in my pocket. I know that it's an unprecedented time, but we need to use this time to speak to other people and encourage them. But the devil knows that if we have fear in our lives, we're not going to be encouraging anybody because we're going to be worrying about our own thing that's going on with us. So we need to remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has given us a spirit of power. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. Spirit of power and of love. Folks, that spirit of love. I think the political climate that we live in has divided our nation. I remember a time when Democrats and Republicans could agree to disagree and be friends and go on. But we live in such a time that we can't do that anymore. And I think it's because we have forgotten that God has given us a spirit of love. We need to be spreading that spirit of love. I'm gonna tell you, folks, I love this nation. It's the greatest nation on the face of the earth. But this nation, regardless of what some people would have you to believe, this nation was founded on this blessed book right here. It was founded on God's word. Capitalism does not work without God's word being implemented in it. It won't work. Because capitalism requires people to be honest, to have a sound character, to have morals and ethics. And when that's gone, capitalism won't work because then greed starts coming in and it won't work. Capitalism does not work without the love of Jesus Christ being added in there somewhere. We need to all understand today as God's church, more today than any time I've ever seen in my 65 years, well, almost 66. I'll be 66 February the 4th. Write that down, Scott. You might want to get me a present. In my whole entire life, this is the most important time that we live in. We need to be telling this nation and the world about the love of Jesus Christ. God tells us right there in verse 7, he didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power. Folks, do you, if the average Christian could grab a hold of the power that God has given to each one. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, you've got that power. You've got it. But do we use it? We've got the power. He gives us a spirit of love. Do we use it? And he says he gives us a power of a sound mind. That word sound mind right there tells me that he's given us a sober mind. He's given us the ability to have a spiritual mind, I guess you could say. We need to be more concerned in our minds about the spiritual things of life and concerned about the things, the heavenly things, more than we need to be concerned about the noise that's going on in our nation. Without Christians in this country has got some very dark days ahead. But I truly believe that if if all Christians would understand this verse right here, verse 7 in 2 Timothy chapter 1, God's not given us the spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and a spirit of love and a spirit of sound mind. And if we'd go out into the world and this nation and start proclaiming that, we'd see a difference. All the way from our house to the White House, we'd see a difference. Fear is very destructive to Christians because we'll sit and soak and sour and be more concerned about what's going on in our lives and have a pity party, and we won't be telling anybody about Jesus Christ. Folks, do you realize that once we were saved, that's why God left us on this planet? To tell other people about Jesus. That's the way God has chosen to continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ from generation to generation. As a matter of fact, as I look out among this congregation and there's so many older people that's not here that would love to be here. And the Bible specifically tells these younger folks to learn from the older folks. And we're in a time in our nation that the younger folks are missing out on the wisdom and the knowledge that the older folks have. I've had some dear friends that pass away in the last 4 or 5 or 6 years. I mean, dear men that I looked up to. And as they're gone, there's times that I think, gosh, I wish I had a little more time with them because I would like to know what they would think about this subject or this subject. But once they're gone, they're gone. That wisdom and that knowledge is gone from this earth. We need to appreciate the older folks. I know that they can't be here. I know they're doing the best that they can for their families. It breaks my heart. But church, I'm looking forward to a time that this church is going to be busting at the seams. And we can't wait to get in that new building. And we're going to be in here all together worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you this much, if that day never comes, there's going to come a day when we're going to be standing there in heaven. The Bible tells me that John saw a crowd that was innumerable. You couldn't even count it. Whoo! And they were out there praising and singing praises to the Lord. That day is going to come for sure. Whoo! Let's get back to our verses. I'll get to preaching if I'm not careful. Let's see what the Bible has to tell us in verse 8. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. He tells us right there in verse 8 to be not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Again, we need to continue to count our blessings, what God has done for us. We need to never be ashamed to go out and spread the gospel or tell anybody about Jesus Christ. The Bible tells me that if we're ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of us. But if we have that spirit of fear in us that God didn't put there, we're not going to be worrying about anybody else. We're going to be ashamed. We're not going to go out and tell anybody else about Jesus Christ. I don't know whether y'all have ever seen this fellow or not, but I just thought of that guy just now. There's a guy that I see just every once in a while. He stands on the side of 153 down there beside Academy Sports. I've seen him standing there in Soddy Daisy on that little island right there between old 27 and what is it, Harrison Lane or whatever that is up there past the Walmart. I've seen him standing down on 153 down next to Hamill Road on the side. He's got a sign that says, Trust Jesus. He's not ashamed to tell anybody. I'm telling you, I've never spoke to the guy, but he's one of my best buddies, I promise you. He's out there telling people about Jesus Christ, but if he had that spirit of fear in his body, he wouldn't be out there. Folks, we're not going to do anything for the Lord if we're ashamed of him or if we have that spirit of fear. The Lord Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will give you a boldness. I remember talking to a fellow one time. He's 70-something years old at the time, supposedly been saved a long time. We were in a pretty interesting conversation. I said, "How many people you ever led to the Lord in your life?" "Well, I don't think I've ever led anybody to the Lord." I thought, Lord, what a waste. What a waste. You may be here today and you may have never been able to lead anybody to the Lord. But I want to tell you, if you'll just pray about it, ask God to put someone in your path that you can witness to, I promise you, if you'll look, there'll be someone that you can witness to. And you might say, well, preacher, I don't know what the Bible says. Well, how did you get saved? That's what God wants you to tell them. How did you get saved? By accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, by confessing our sins and making the Lord Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, that's how you get saved. Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We need to not be ashamed. We need to tell people about Jesus Christ. God has given us a spirit, a power, and love, and a sound mind, that we can go through these times, even these uncertain times in this nation. God has given us a power that we can go through these times. Now, I'm not saying don't be concerned, especially the older folks, maybe some older folks that'll be listening online. I'm not saying don't be concerned and don't just throw caution to the wind, but I'm saying you don't have to be afraid. I mean, the worst that could happen to us is we could die. The Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Amen. Whoo! It'd be gain for us. If we could only have a glimpse of what's waiting on us in heaven. Whoo! Bible tells us in verses 9 and 10, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The gospel. That's the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what the gospel is. So through the good news of Jesus Christ, these old fleshly bodies have put on immortality and eternal life through Jesus Christ. So if we truly grasp what we have done when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and made him the Lord of our lives. The Bible says that God instantly put the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us. We also were instantly adopted into the family of God. We have got a home waiting for us in heaven. Matter of fact, over in John chapter 14, starting in verse 1, and I've used it countless times at funerals. Jesus himself starts out by saying, "Let not your heart be troubled." I think we could use that verse today. Jesus could stand here today and tell every one of us, "Let not your heart be troubled." He goes on in those verses and he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare you a place so that where I am, you may be also. Whoo, think about that. Jesus, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus himself has already went to heaven and prepared a place for you. Whoo, you own property in heaven. Whoo. And we're going to live forever. Folks, death to a Christian only lasts for a split second. It's what God uses to transform us from here to there. Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. What's the worst they can do to us? Kill us? Whoo! Folks, we need to understand. We need to understand that God has not given us a spirit of fear. No matter who you are, if you've accepted Jesus Christ, you don't have a spirit of fear in your body. If you have fear, and you're feeling anxiety, you're feeling afraid, you're feeling uncertain because you don't know what the future holds. Well, God knows. God knows what the future holds. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes, but God knows what's going to happen in the next 5 years, 10 years, 5 million years, eternity. He knows the way. So he didn't give us a spirit of fear. And if you're feeling fear and anxiety in these days, I would recommend you to just turn it all back over to God. Just say, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen, but you do. I know you do. As I was studying this, I thought about a little story that I'd heard. It's a story about a gentleman that was hiking. He was going out across a meadow, a field, and he saw an eagle's egg laying on the ground. So he picked it up. He's carrying it with him. Well, as he goes on down the trail a little ways, he looks over in the brush, and there's a prairie chicken's nest. So he put that eagle egg down in that prairie chicken's nest. Well, about 3 or 4 weeks later, they all started to hatch. And that eagle hatches out, and he's looking around, and he's saying, well, I don't really look like these, and I don't really talk like them, and I don't really fly like them either, but here I am. And as they grew one day, the little eaglet and one of the prairie chicken brothers, they were walking down the trail, and they looked up, and way, way up there, they saw this gorgeous bird just floating around in the air. And the eaglet says, I wonder what that is. And his little prairie chicken brother says, that's an eagle, the most majestic bird on the face of the earth. And the little eaglet put his head down and he said, I sure wished I could be an eagle when I grew up. And his little prairie chicken brother said, don't even go there. You're a chicken and you'll always be a chicken. Folks, I think about that sometimes when we have a spirit of fear. God didn't make us a chicken. God made us to soar like eagles. Just like the little eaglet. He didn't realize that he could at the time. But he could soar just like that eagle. But because he allowed himself to be pulled down, he was just a chicken. Folks, God has given you a spirit of power through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we need to be using that power. We don't need to be living our lives with our heads down, acting like chickens. The only fear that a Christian should ever have is a reverent fear to God. That's the only fear we should have, because God's given us that power. Power of love to to be able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. The main thing I wanted to get across today, church, is we don't know how this thing is going to end. We don't know what's going on sometimes in this world, whether it's with the pandemic, whether it's with our politicians, whether it's with our jobs. Sometimes we don't know. But God has not given us a power of fear. Whatever's going on, you can face it and use it. I've got to the point in my life where whatever comes down the road, I just say, whoo, another experience. Come on, Lord, let's do it. Another adventure. And just look for the things that God would have us to do in those adventures. Scott, have you got a song of invitation this morning? I'd like for everyone to stand, if you would.